Hey, Randy, check out my new alarm tone.
Lay it on me. Well, I'm not sure how your wife will feel about it, but for a comedy music fan, you sure can't go wrong with a little Spike Jonze. I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and as my new alarm tone shows, our legendary comic today is Spike Jonze, a pioneer of novelty music whose stock in trade was taking popular songs and demolishing them in every way possible.
Born Lindley Jonze in 1911, Spike's dad worked on the railroad and gave him his famous nickname because his slender build resembled a railroad spike. A musical prodigy, Spike soon became bored playing standard arrangements and began making his own manic adjustments to the music. What do we mean by manic? How about tossing frantic chord changes, outlandish vocals, and silly sound effects into a perfectly nice tune? Check out Spike's take on the big band standard, Cocktails for Two.
In some secluded rendezvous,
yippee!
That overlooks the avenue, with someone sharing a delightful chat of this and that and cocktails for two.
Now, during World War II, Spike helped the war effort with his brutal and hilarious Hitler takedown, Der Führer's Face. And he also carved out a nice niche with crazy Christmas tunes, including this one that hit number one on the charts in 1948.
So I slid down the banister just as fast as I could.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Part of Spike Jonze's magic was his fabulously talented group of musicians and singers, especially in his most famous band, the City Slickers. He used them all to good effect in his best-known novelty song, a takeoff on a horse race, breathlessly announced by wild man comic Doodles Weaver.
At the half, Stooge hands still out in front. Apartment house is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing battery. Assault and battery! Notary Sojak is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is. Yes, it is Fiedelbaum.
Late in his career, Spike launched a serious orchestra, but he always returned to the novelty music that made him a star. A heavy smoker, he died in 1965 at only 53 years old. Just a decade later, the Dr. Demento radio show introduced Spike's music to a whole new audience.
You can find out more about Spike Jonze and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.